Sorry about that. Yeah, works. I have nothing to disclose. So homeless people are people that represent a marginalized segment of the population who disproportionately suffer from adverse health outcomes, various adverse health outcomes. Worldwide obesity, as you have known and have seen, of course, have nearly doubled since 1980, and in 2012, only in comparison to the US, 24% of Canadian adults and more than one third of adults in the US were obese. Obviously, homeless are at a higher risk to develop obesity, mainly because they cannot purchase or prepare food, and obviously they don't have the money to do that properly or the way they would have expected to. Previous studies examined the prevalence of overweight and obesity among homeless individuals and reported rates ranging from 32% to 57%. Very few studies have done it. Most of the studies were conducted relying upon self-reported health, as you've heard in the last presentation, that are less reliable, I would say, especially if you take into consideration that some of those people in the homeless population may suffer from other adverse mental problems, etc. And the highest values were reported among chronically homeless individuals. We aim to examine baseline rates of overweight and obesity and associated characteristics among a unique sample of homeless adults with mental illness that were recruited for the At Home Chez Soi study that was conducted in five different Canadian sites. Maybe some of you have heard of it. So we use the baseline data. We had 575 people recruited at the Toronto site, and data were collected during a personal interview, including the weight and height, of course. Severity of their problems due to substance abuse was screened using the GAINS short screener, and subjects were enrolled from October 2009 to July 2011. Our participants were measured, BMI was calculated, and we dichotomized their weight status according to underweight and obese in comparison to and normal weight in comparison to overweight and obese. You can see here the weight distribution by sex and weight category. And as we have seen before in other studies, first we were surprised to see that very few of the homeless people in our study were underweight. Most of the men were normal weight, whereas you can see a slight percentage, or 30, almost 30% of the men were overweight, almost 20% of the women were overweight, and a very high proportion of the women were obese, 34%. Here are a few baseline characteristics of the measured population. There was no difference in the age distribution between underweight or normal weight to the overweight obese group, no difference in gender distribution, in the percentage of foreign-born. There were differences in race. We saw higher proportion of Asian having normal weight and higher proportion of black having overweight and obesity. As far as, again, a short screener, we can see a higher proportion of people who report of a higher drug abuse or other substance abuse in the underweight or normal weight group. That was significant in the univariate analysis. Here you can see the models that we have used. As I've mentioned before, we have used logistic regression to compare the risk for overweight and obesity. In the first model, that you can see that being born to an Asian origin was protective against obesity. If you proceed to the second block, wherein we included the GAINS short screener, you can see that being more dependent upon any substance was associated with less obesity, that those people were at a lower risk to develop overweight and obesity. And if you are homeless longer or equal to 2 years, you are at a higher risk to develop overweight and obesity. Our limitations start with generalizability. Of course, we have a very unique population of not only homeless people, but homeless people with mental illness. We cannot draw any conclusions because these are only baseline data on pathways to obesity. Our unique sample is also a strength of this study because this has not been studied before either in Canada or among people with who are homeless with mental illness. And we measured the weight and the height of the participants. Our key messages are, first of all, that almost half of the sample of the homeless people was overweight or obese. This is almost, this is more than two-fold of the prevalence of obesity in the Canadian population, which I think is very high. Normal weight among homeless people with mental illness in our sample was also associated with higher substance use, and that have some implications when those people come across a physician or a whatever healthcare giver that may think that their total situation is better, but they're actually, in this specific sample, they're not better off. One other thing I wanted to highlight was that, as we have noticed in other population, being born to a certain race is associated to different odds of being overweight, obese, or normal weight. I would like to thank you, and I will be happy to take questions. I didn't know I was so clear. One of the things, if nobody has questions, that I did want to mention were the policy implications. We can obviously think about the soup kitchens and the kind of food that they deliver, and maybe we need to rethink about this. This is one issue. The other topic is, we would have not expected such a high prevalence of obesity among people who are homeless, because they are supposedly have no money or access to food, and that should, I don't know, make us think about the pathways and other issues that has to do with that. By the time I submitted this abstract, which was, I think, merely a year ago, we already, like we normally do in the APHA, we already published in PLOS One the results of the at-home intervention of what have happened to those people after being allocated to either housing or housing with treatment. I think those results are interesting, and for those of you who might want to look at them. So, thank you.